I want to tell you this while I'm thinking about it. You know, I have been fortunate enough to have been posting my, uploading my broadcast links to the website, speakingwith.com. And so, really trying to make it more convenient for everyone who would like to have those options of listening by way of the radio, by tuning in to 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, or by going to the website, speakingwith.com, and listening online at your convenience. Well, we're still doing that, and I'm so glad. But let me tell you what happened. I finally took care of a very, very important upgrade to my site. And as a result, the vast majority, as a matter of fact, all of the broadcast uplinks, audio files that I had uploaded before the upgrade don't work. Now, I can get them to work. In fact, discovered that there's a way that I can basically delete and re-upload those files, but there are so many of them going all the way back to just even to July. It'd probably take me, with all the other things that I have to do, the rest of this year to finish trying to pull all those back on board, back online. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I decided, with so much going on, in the long run, it's just going to be a lot easier for me to just go ahead and stay current with my broadcast uploads. And so those broadcasts that we had from the current all the way back to July, I think we may be able to go back as far as October 15th of this year. And that's probably going to be about it. The rest will no longer be available. I do apologize. We're just going to get those off the system. You'll probably find, if you go to the site, that they are still there back to July 2017, but they won't load. They won't play. And so I'm going to just spend the time to remove those. But we will be staying current with all of our current broadcasts. So, again, you can go to speakingwith.com. Right now, I do still have the two categories, those where the programs broadcast July 2017 up to the current, and then the second category being those broadcasts that aired before July 2017. Those categories are still in place, but those links are not working. So I'm just going to be removing those. But you can go to speakingwith.com in order to hear current. And when I say current, basically, because we did re-upload a few of the audio files that were no longer available, accessible, you'll probably be able to go back as far as maybe October 15th and up to the current, and we'll be keeping it current. So, And you'll get those current ones by just going to the category that says broadcast that aired July 7, 2017 and currently. Eventually, I'll be changing that. I'll be modifying that homepage so that you'll only see one category. And since there will only be that one category, it won't be as descriptive as it is now. But we will have just that one category, and so everyone would know when you're ready to listen, you just go to listen online at your convenience. And we appreciate your patience in working with that, but I got to tell you, I am truly glad that I have finally gotten to the point where we are posting, uploading, putting on the website those links so that, again, you have your choices. Tuning in sometimes to 1550 AM. At other times, you may want to be listening online and just kind of alternating. Some of you may want to listen exclusively by tuning in to 1550. Some of you may want to listen exclusively by going online. Your preference. You have options, and I am truly glad They were offering those options. One other thing I want to mention to you. Monday. I'm curious. How many of you have noticed that when it comes to how you live your life morally, when it comes to how you deal with adversity, or even if you face adversity, how many of you have noticed that ever since you became a Christian, life has been smooth sailing? You have no challenges whatsoever. Well, I tell you what, there are a whole lot of us who have discovered that we have challenges, and it is par for the course. Well, on Monday, I'll begin a discussion with Miss Karen Wright Marsh. Mrs. Marsh is an outstanding author. She is a woman who, along with her husband and their children, have opened up their homes to college students on the campus where they live. But her book is entitled Vintage Saints and Sinners, 25 Christians Who Transformed My Faith. Mrs. Marsh talks in her book about challenges that she faces with her thought life, her attitudes. She keeps it real, ladies and gentlemen, real talk about real life. And in this case, the real Christian life. Vintage Saints and Sinners. I think she'll be able to encourage us and empower us to see life for what it is so that we can better accept it for what it is, better change what we can, and as a result, live life even better as Christians. Vintage Saints and Sinners, Mrs. Karen Wright Marsh. She will be our guest this Monday, October 30th at 1 o'clock. I do invite you to join in on the conversation. Now, we're talking about leadership and conflict. One of the things that I want us to also keep in mind when it comes to this whole issue of conflict, especially when we have leaders meeting to resolve conflict. Leaders, plural. Because you have, of course, you have the person who is the primary leader, but you have other members of leadership as well. So when the leaders come to resolve conflicts, I was talking about that emotion. As I mentioned, you have some conflict that's going to arise very, very innocently. Innocently in the sense that no one has just premeditated taking advantage of an opportunity to just rile people up. No. The emotional involvement comes as a result of people having very different views about how something should be dealt with, how something should be addressed, and sometimes things get a bit heated. But at other times, you do have some evil people who are deliberately trying to get things stirred up. They want people's emotions to really, really get hot. Be on the lookout for them. And remember this, it is important. In fact, es muy importante. It is very important that in addition to resolving the conflict, we let whatever high-strung emotional state we may find ourselves in also fade away. We don't want to take that with us into the night. And, you know, speaking of into the night, one of the things that Dr. Linhart points out is that a lot of times we really look at what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 about not letting the sun go down on our wrath or our anger. And that is definitely something that we should keep in mind. Let me share this with you, though, about that. It is not always easy to let go of all anger right away. Sometimes there's so much pain involved in whatever has brought on anger. There is so much other stuff going on that it can sometimes be difficult to let go of anger right away. Ask our Creator to help you let it go. Remember now, very often, pain precedes anger, which means that very often the pain is what actually brings on the anger. We get mad because we've been hurt. And it's not all about physical hurt. Sometimes, in fact, often it's about emotional hurt, mental hurt. And sooner we can let go of that pain, the sooner we'll be able to let go of the anger. sometimes it'll take a while. Sometimes people actually have to get help. And when I say help, maybe talking with someone who cares about them as an individual and will hear what they have to say about what's been going on. Help talk them through it and they'll be all right. Sometimes we have to get professional help. But it doesn't always come to that. Just letting you know, it's not always going to be feasible, practical, doable, that the anger will all go away before it's time for us to go to sleep. Try not to hold it against yourself. Just be honest. If you recognize the next day that it's still there, have whatever conversations you need to have, maybe even with someone who offended you and brought you to the point where you're experiencing that emotional upheaval. But do let that emotional fervor fade away. I'll be right back.